that we have Hanukkah, and I want to start with the din that during Hanukkah, if someone dies, God forbid, not allowed to have a hesped or a kindness. Yes? If someone dies, God forbid, usher in the hesped and the kindness. Not allowed to fast on Hanukkah. But there's a hesped to do work. But there is an exception to the rule. Who's the exception to the rule? If it's a big Tamakulkin that dies, God forbid, then you're allowed to do a hesped. Okay? This is on Hanukkah. That's the first din I want to mention. Okay? Allowed to go to work, is an Isser Hesped and Kindness. But for a Chacham, you're allowed to do a Hesped. Okay, that's the first din I want to mention. Second din. There is a minig, the Machaber quotes, that women should not do work during the candles being lit. Now what does that mean? At least for half an hour. That you should do laundry, cook, things of that sort. You really shouldn't do. And Nogim and Nasha Shalalasis Malacha Baosha and their adultis. Yesh Mishomer Shalahakwa. And some are adamant about it, but we should not allow any kula about it. And once we impose an issue, we impose an issue. Okay, now some had an issue Malacha the whole day, but no one holds to that. Because when you can't go to work, people go crazy, you know, they're not productive. So we limit it during, so some say that doing cooking is not so bad, not really working hard, like sewing and things of that sort would be an issue. Now, the Maharami Rutenberg has a second din. Third din is Maharami Rutenberg writes that on Hanukkah there's no fee of Suda. On Purim there's a fee of Suda. Why is that? The Maharami Rutenberg writes because I'm going to try to destroy us physically. So therefore we have a physical mitzvah to eat. Whereas in Hanukkah, they didn't try to destroy us physically. They tried to what?
Destroy us
spiritually. So therefore, if you want to spiritualize the Suda, you can sing and you can have a meal and sing Zmiris and make it into a mitzvah. But there is no key of Suda. Now, this is why you could debunk that Svara that Alanisim is not a fee. What do I mean to say by that? Because on Purim, there's a fee of Suda. But if you miss Alanisim, you need to repeat Benjamin? No. Usually the litmus test is whether there's a fee of Suda. On Shabbos, if you miss Friday night or lunch, let's say, you got to repeat Benjamin. Shabbos Shidus, you don't have to because you don't have to have bread. There's four Shidus. But Alanisim, in its very nature, is like an extra. It's not considered to be a few, and it does not depend on the key of Suda. So if you miss Alanisim on Purim, you don't repeat benching. And even if you miss Alanisim on Hanukkah, you certainly don't have to repeat benching. Same thing as Purim. But if you want to make it through Suda Smith, you have to see Shmiris, Shmiris, Mitish Bachos, Halacha L'Maaseh. Okay, we got that? That's the halacha that we want to suggest there. The first four halacha, you got it tonight, today? Hesped and Tainis, this is a halacha for women while it's lit only in the Maisa, and the Heter Mimas and the Chacham Bechoro, and also the difference between Purim, Kiv Sudan Purim, Purim and Hanukkah, you can't make it to Mitzvah, you sing to Mitzvah, you spoke us. Okay, let's move on to the next halacha. We all know we have to light Seisach HaKavim. As I said, if you're in the Koil, you all light it after the Seder. That's what the Rav said for the Yehudi, after you finish your Seder. But if you're not in Seder, 5:20, I believe. What kind of Shkia 4:30 today? So 15 minutes from Shkia 4, 5:20. Okay.
5:20.
The next topic is 25 minutes from the Shkia. Okay. That's right. You follow that, too? Shabbos, we at least hold 50, so it's going to go wrong either way. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
One daven bar beforehand.
Well, we have a general klal, tarav shena tarav tarav kaidin. So, but if you have a set minyan mire at 10 o'clock, I don't think you have to. If you don't have a set minyan every mire, then you really should. Now, this Friday, the Shabbat reports you should daven mincha early. because you should daven mincha for him, because there's, it's very hard to get a minyan together with the gedolim unless you have a set minyan. Tadr shina tadr tadr kol, that's what you should do, but... Yes, Jonathan.
Can you put out the candles if no one else is home? My family
want to
go to
the exit. What do you put them on? You can never leave candles unattended.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Put the candles out.
No, no. What do you mean? Oh, you mean you won't have enough time? By the time you have night sitter, if you light on time, if you have 8 o'clock nights, you light at 6:30, it should be all right. Hour and a half. Well, actually, maybe not. You can't leave one.
Oil,
yeah, you're right. You can't leave one attended. You can blow
them
out.
And then,
then you relight them. Glad you asked me that. You should relight them without a broth when you get back, because you can't spill out the oil. You cannot spill out the oil. The oil is hooks in the tzmasah. I mean, you should really burn it out. You should really burn it out. So you should relight it without a bracha to burn it out. We're going to get to that halacha. When I get to the following, go. Yes, go ahead.
At what point does the oil become connected to the mitzvah? Because if we bought like a set pack from like...
Only when you light it.
So only when you light it.
Yeah, there's a principle of Martin and Hedrin, Dr. Zion, called Azman and Milsa. Azman and Milsa. We don't assume that gets implemented, but you actually do a mice. Okay? We don't assume it gets implemented if you actually do a mice. Okay?
Even if it's marketed as Hanukkah candles.
What did you say?
Even if it's marketed as Hanukkah candles.
Yes, that's called Azman and Milsa. You need to do a mice. You do a mice Azman. Okay. Let's continue now. Let's continue. There is a interesting din that comes up that if a person owns a mansion, huge house, it says in Kufresh Ayin Al Sifes, he has one door on the east side and one door on the west side, you need a chanukiah on both sides. Why? And then on one side. So the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch says because of pshat, because people think they're shagas. If you don't light on the west side, you don't light on the east side, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem if people think you're a bad guy. And the question is, do you say a bracha on that? So the Ron says you do not, and that's where we possibly, okay? So if you light in both doors, the east and west side, you say one bracha, and then the second one, that's because you should light at the same time here than mine. But if you don't, you can light the second one without a bracha. As mine is that when everyone lights inside, and there's no heckle of the Sarabin, so it's very interesting, he seems to say that thing goes out the window. Even if you have a lot of doors, you only have to light inside. Isn't that interesting? Kind of does away with that halacha, because remember you said because of anti-Semitism, and they saw Karnavalik, they switched the pursuits of the inside, so you got nothing to worry about in general anyway. Now, the reason why we light by windows is to commemorate the old minute, but the truth is you can put it on your kitchen table with no windows, but they own, that's enough. What'd you say?
The pursuits are switched for the guys
in the house, apart from each other.
That's what you mafarsu each other.
That's what the Gemara says. You said kind of the Eilif, they switched the Pursuminisa. So, but the Kodim, they switched it. There is this halakha pshad, and therefore the halakha is that you have to light both sides. But now it's not a brach. That's what I said. The finish of pshad is. Okay. Next halakha I want to mention is that all types of oils of which are kosher for Hanukkah, even those lemaisa, and this is what's interesting about it, all wicks and oils are sharing from your Hanukkah, even though the oils are not so good and they don't stick so well, but the best is olive oil, because that's where the nace took place, halakha lemaisa. Okay? So, as I was saying before, what do you do with the extra oil that's left over? What do we do with halakha l'maaseh? So, it's very interesting that the Shulchan Aruch says like this in Sefer Tov Reish Ayin Tzayin Zip Galah. a nosher b'yom shmini min hashemen, if you leave over any oil on the eighth day from the oil, you need a shir halakha, you make a bonfire and you burn it out. Sharhuksum mitzvaso. That's what you're supposed to do. That's why I say you should relight it, right? That's why I say you should relight it and get the job done like that. But if it's eighth day, you're done with Hanukkah. So what do? So you burn the whole thing out, make a bonfire and burn it out. Yes, John?
I'm going to ask about the eighth day. Well, on the eighth day, make a bonfire and either, baby
maker
next year.
Yeah, yeah, because it's probably not going to. Yeah, it's devoted for this mitzvah. Yeah, people usually don't use oil. Yeah, people usually use oil anyway, right? For Shabbos. Right? Yeah, it's probably better not to because it's devoted for this mitzvah. So you should make a madura and burn it out. But he has the following chiddush which I want to bring out to you, okay? And that is that what happens, a little bit of that oil gets mixed in with some Wesson oil. You know, oil you're going to use for latkes. And there's not shishim in there. There's not shishim in there. What do you do? So, that's a big problem. Because let's say it's 30 to 1. You have 30 Wesson oil to 1 ounce of oil of mitzvah. What do you do? Are you allowed to add on to get the 60 to 1?
No.
Or not? So generally in your day, there's a principle which is called Ein Mevad L'Nisro Kachil. Are you familiar with it? In other words, if I have a drop of milk and I don't want to bottle it, I don't want to waste it, so why can't I drop it into 60 ounces of meat soup and I'm fine? Yeah? No problem. Right? It's no problem. Why can't I just do that? So, the Gemara says it's awesome. And the livelihoods of the rice, so most folks would say it's only the rabbanim. Most of the shows say the rice right from the same person from Asher that it's necessarily the rice. We pass it to rabbanim, but it's also not allowed to do that. What happens if I, by mistake, I drop a drop of milk and 30 meat ounces of meat soup? Can I pour 30 more to create a 60 to 1? No. But that's because meat and milk is dericing. That's if it's hot. And I'm cooking. What about chicken soup and milk? What's chicken and soup? Throw a bun on, yes? So if I have 30 ounces of chicken soup with a drop of milk, can I add 30 on more to get to 60 to 1? Yes, I'm allowed to. Just like that in Yordaea. So in the Shabbat, everyone asks, why when it comes to Hanukkah, you have 30 to 1, why can't you add another 30 to get 60 to 1? The Chaver says, Yesh Mishomer, Ein Lahosav Alo Mokei Elvat. You're not allowed to do that. It's Osir. Yesh Mishomer, Ein Lahosav Alo Mokei Elvat. You're not allowed to do it. Right? Why aren't you allowed to do it? So, what the Shabura says, that's why it says Yesh Misha what? Yesh Misha Omer. Because other opinions would say it's Mukha. But there is a teretz, two teretz. One teretz is that Chanuk is an Isra Hana. It wasn't just an Isra Hila. An Isra derived benefit from it. So if it's an Isra derived benefit from it, that asks you to what? To use it at all. And you can't do bithel on it. See, when we allow chicken and milk is only Yisra Achila. But the oil on Chanukah is Yisra Hana. That's one shot. This lady says like that. Another shot is that it's like Shulam Mekashim. What do you say on Eres Halalu? Kodesh Ein. What does on Eres Halalu Kodesh Ein mean? They're holy. And therefore they're like Kachim. So if they're like Kachim, you can't what? If you like kachim, you cannot what? You cannot use it. You gotta, there's a mitzvah to burn it out. So that's why it says, you make a bonfire and you burn it out. Okay, you got me? That's the kiddush I wanted to bring out here. So if you can't use this, I'm not. Or the fact of the matter is that either it's a Nisarana or it's a or you say it's Psula Mikdash and you have to burn it out. Okay. Let's continue now. I want you guys to posit that it's starting to give more of an hour. So I get the dollar on the base. Not today, but both questions. I think we will probably. We're going to shoot real quick, take a few minutes, and then we got. I have wrote up the questions, so I got a photocopy for you. But I want you to start with the Gemara. There'll be questions outside and inside how to read. End of the Pina. Okay. What happens, God forbid, if someone only has enough money to buy near Hanukkah and near Shabbos? What do? You buy which one? In the Gemara and the Sefer Shabbos, Fakilim Beis. Which one do you buy? You buy near Shabbos, because it's Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis and near Shabbos more important.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Also, Tadir Mashiach, Tadir Kodesh,
right? That's true also.
That's a part
of the other. That can be a book. That's true, yeah. Here, you only have enough money to do one of the two. Yes.
The Gemara also brings up a case where you only have Hanukkah candles and Shabbos candles. You end up using just Hanukkah candles, and you end up using a light. So you cross them and you're not allowed to use them.
I'm not sure you said.
If you only have Hanukkah candles and not Shabbos candles,
yes,
you're going to end up using the light of the Hanukkah candles, like, and you buy it on Shabbos. So that's why you don't want to use the Hanukkah candles, because you're not going to use it anyway. So you need Shabbos
candles. You're not allowed to do that, we said.
Exactly. And you're going to be able to. Shabbos,
okay, but the Gemara says you don't have enough money to buy one of the two.
Right, I think
there's
one reason
you
could also.
I don't think so. It could be in another spot to go. The Gemara says the prayers, you get him and you set for Shabbos. I'll read you the Gemara. Set for Shabbos. Now, what happens if he has enough money? Thank you very much. What happens if he only has enough Mishlo Shal Shavzin Lo Lemir Hanukkah Lo Yayin Lo Kiddush Hayom? What do you do there? What happens if you have to make a choice between what? Kiddush and what? Kiddush and what? And Hanukkah candles. What do you do with there? What do you do with that, guys? Which wins? Here if Hanukkah wins, because of the Sunni Nisa. I think both we say. Both we might say. Yeah. You say, because the words alone are the Arisa according to the Rambam, right? The Kiddush Al-Yayin only according to the Farsi the Arisa. Morris is like this. Morris says, I remember I heard a Shufa Lutz say this. I'm a Rav of Chikali. Near Beso and near Hanukkah, near Beso Ko Adit. What's near Beso Shabbos? Rishim Shalom Bayis. Near Beso the Kiddush Hayom, near Beso Adit. Whatever you have enough money for Shabbos candles or Kiddush. Near Beso Adit, Rishim Shalom Beso. Boy Rav and near Hanukkah, Kiddush Hayom Mao. Kiddush Hayom Adit, the Tadr, or Dumba near Hanukkah Adit. Rishim Pursuma Nisa. Boss of the Boy Hunter Pass, near Hanukkah Adit, Rishim Pursuma Nisa. Says there are Hanukkah's orders, which is the Shulisa. Yeah, Kiddush Hayom is for my duty for Friday night. Okay? Could be the reason you said also might exist another place there. So that's where the Gemara gives this Kiddush, a lot of mice. Okay? We got this book? Okay. Let's close with this, and we got a lot to do, guys. Okay?
Let's close with this. Well, Krebby.
Yes.
It's Rashi on Shalom Beso. What does Shalom Beso mean? Because since you can't use the candles for Hanukkah, then we won't be able to do anything. It's supposed to use the candles for Shabbos, and Shalom Bayis is because you're using the light for Shabbos. It's Rashi.
So why on Shabbos are you allowed to use it? Don't want you come to fiddle with the light? If they're not allowed to read by it.
By Shabbos candles?
Yeah. You're not supposed to get too close because
right,
they might.
Still brings light to the house.
Right.
The light.
In general.
Right, in general.
Yeah. I have to get you specific.
You're not tripping everywhere in public.
Right, you have to be careful with Shemin Yatta. Remember, I was earlier about Shemin Yatta. Very good. Excellent. Shemin Yatta. Very good. Okay. Last thing for today. What I just want to get to is, there is a halacha if you have a lantern that lasts for like 24 hours. What do you have to do? So since we passed that Malka Simitsu, you got to blow it out, yes, and relight it. You can't just let it continue, because we sold Halacha Simitsu. So therefore, Lamai said, you have to what? You have a lantern that lit all day, that was lit from Friday night, you know, let's say all the way to Motzei Shabbos, you got to extinguish and relight it with Shei Mitzvah. And it's got to be lit with Malka Manachasa. So if you light it inside and take it outside, you're not going to be yotz, because we... in Comedy, people think it's Mar Sinai. Okay? And whenever you put the oil in, you've got to make sure there's enough oil that it lasts, you know, out of the regimen of Shuk. You have to do that. Allah Lamaitz. So let's get those halachas. Allah goes to Mitzvah, make sure there's enough oil. Even if you have to blow it out, there had to be enough oil Lamaitz in there. Even if it doesn't last for half an hour. It should last half an hour, but if you have to go for some reason, you could blow it out. Now, last thing is, are women the food delight? Why? Why are we? They should be potter based on that. Why we chayim? After you don't show nes. And the question is, mitzvah says Rav Ram is a tur on mitzvah rice or mitzvah the rabbanon. The whole drash in place of must stop talk. So if it applies, if it's the rabbanon after you don't show nes, it proves it. But if you hold it doesn't apply to mitzvah rabbanon, so why you need a score of obvious or the chayvi anyway? No, that's a very strong kasha. That's a murderous kasha. How to answer that question. Seems to be that this is not going to apply even if it's still a bottom. That's why I think there's something that you need. Okay, let's stop here. Okay, let me photocopy for you. Let's get going, guys. I think they had that ceiling, right?
Yep.
A guy was 10 15 to 11. So let's learn.